Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. What's most important to hotel guests? It might surprise you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is January 7th, 2013. And we are on a technology article that you can find on pages 16 and 17 in your Advanced magazine. The title is High Tech Hotel Cleanliness. And I had mentioned at the top of the program that what is most important to guests? Well, it might surprise you because normally when people say they're going to go on the road and travel, they might say, I'm staying at this luxurious hotel somewhere, or we're going to a resort, or I'm going to be in this fancy place downtown, or there's something usually about a hotel that is interesting that people might make a decision about where to stay. But it's surprising when you really get down to it, when you get into the actual staying there, there's something that is really the most important thing, and that is that the hotel be clean. And it doesn't matter how fancy the hotel is and how great the view is, if it's not clean, you won't go back. Well, at least back in the studio, I've got one of my favorite panelists is Amanda Youngpeer. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Bill. Hi, listeners. Yeah, this is a very interesting article. Just learning more about how we can keep the hotel room cleaner or how they do that. I like clean places, so this is something that I'm going to look forward to.
How is hotel cleanliness in New Zealand?
Very good.
Yeah?
I would say we're pretty clean people.
Okay. You guys are up on that then.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a huge tourism industry, so we really need to be.
Okay. Well, also joining us here in the studio is one of our former teachers. He's been away for a while, 10 years, which is quite a while. At least he's come back, and he's going to join us for several programs this month. We are thrilled to have Josh Mooney here. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be back. Hi, students.
Good to have you back. Now, first off, Josh, when you were here 10 years ago, what programs did you work on?
I worked on all of them. I taught Let's Talk in English for a while, Studio Classroom, and my favorite program, Advanced.
Okay. And now you've been away for 10 years. Where did you go? What did you do?
I was living in Los Angeles, working in advertising.
Okay.
As an advertising executive, I traveled all over the United States and stayed in many, many hotels. I think the last time I counted, last year alone, I was on the road for about 70 nights.
Wow.
So it was a lot of hotels and motels and making sure where I was staying was clean, and that was very important to me. And like Amanda said, it's great to hear that the hotel industry is taking that more seriously.
So you've been able to see the whole spectrum of cleanliness in hotels, yes?
That's right, yes. The spectrum, meaning that there are definitely places that take it more seriously than others. I think it has to do with sometimes the cost of the hotel, right? Sometimes what city it's in. I think the patrons of a certain town maybe are more focused on cleanliness than others. But it's good to see that a hotel that's not super expensive that we're going to read about today is taking cleanliness very seriously.
Yeah. Certainly, if we are staying at a top-of-the-line hotel, we would expect it to be pristine almost. Whether if we're staying at the Peninsula in Hong Kong or the Bulgari in Bali, right, you would expect that. But how often do we stay at a place like that? More often, we're staying at mid-range places or even lower cost places, right?
That's right. Places that offer some amenities, but your expectations of their quality of service are lower because you're spending sometimes a third of the cost.
Well, I know Amanda stays at all those top-of-the-line hotels, so she's used to places being pristine.
That's right, Bill. You know, that's where I am if I'm not in the studio.
No. What about as far – but most of the time you're staying also maybe a mid-range hotel.
Right, yeah, mid-range hotel. Yeah. Yeah, I used to try to do the more low range, you know. But I think as I've gotten older, I enjoy the benefits of a mid-range hotel. So, yeah, I think they're also increasing in their cleanliness a lot.
Yeah. Well, of course, there is, always the cliche that there's a reason the price is so low.
Right.
At some place.
You get what you pay for.
Get what you pay there, right? And so be careful, listeners, if you do travel, whether it's locally or if you're going overseas, be careful about the lure of the cheap hotel because you might pay for it in some other way. So don't always go cheap. Well, let's go to our first reading. It is on page 16, and let's have the left column there.
High-tech hotel cleanliness. Hotel customers rest better knowing their room has been cleaned with this technology. Don't be surprised if the housekeepers look like characters out of CSI the next time you stay at a Best Western hotel. In response to what it says is travelers' insistence on cleanliness, Best Western is equipping its housekeeping crews with equipment you'd most likely see on the Forensic Investigation TV series. Black lights to detect biological matter otherwise unseen by the human eye, and ultraviolet light wands to zap it. For possibly the dirtiest object in your room, the TV remote control, there will be disposable wraps.
Okay, high-tech hotel cleanliness. What does our deck say, Amanda?
It says, hotel customers rest better knowing their room has been cleaned with this technology.
Okay, well, you know, when we think of hotel cleanliness, we think of people scrubbing the bathroom or vacuuming the carpet, but actually there are high-tech tools that they are going to be using. We're going to talk about that in this article. In fact, you can see one of the housekeepers there waving a wand over some pillows there at the top of page 16. Looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. Okay, and our reading starts, Josh?
That's right. We say, don't be surprised if housekeepers look like they're in a movie, or in this case, a TV show, CSI, which I know is popular here in Asia, stands for Crime Scene Investigation, and they're using high-tech tools and high-tech, which means high technology related to electronics or digital technology used in this case, cleaning hotel rooms.
Yeah, CSI is very popular, all the different versions of the program here in Taipei. Many people like to watch it. Normally, when I think of hotels or motels, actually, you would not think of the housekeepers as being high-tech, would you?
No, I would not think that they would have any electronics whatsoever. Yeah. Perhaps some sponges and gloves and some cleaning supplies and their little carts that they roll around from room to room. You would not expect them to have anything high-tech.
No. And this is – why are they doing this, Amanda?
Well, the next line says, in response to what it says is travelers' insistence on cleanliness. So we're seeing that travelers and customers are demanding that their rooms be cleaner.
Okay. And insistence there is what?
To demand or require or want.
Okay. That's the noun form of the verb insist. We insist on this. And this is Best Western, right?
That's right, which is a mid-range, maybe mid to low-range hotel all across the United States. They're known for the fact that you can get a clean, comfortable room at, you know, a $60 to $80 a night price U.S. But I think the fact that they're listening to their customers has a lot to do with technology. People rating hotels on social media and sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor, and the hotels listening to those complaints about cleanliness and then responding to them effectively.
Well, you make a good point, Josh, because now at companies can't really get away with that stuff. They can't get away with being lazy, can they?
No. Their customer is sharing their opinions about everything with their spheres of influence on social networks.
Yeah. In fact, you mentioned TripAdvisor. I go on TripAdvisor, check places out. Do you ever do that, Amanda?
I do, yes. And also, you made me think of something else. You know, people are straight away going to put on Facebook or like Twitter or something like that, whether they're happy with something or not, and that quickly travels.
Yeah, it's interesting. You can check out even a specific location for hotels, not just the big-name hotels, but I could check out the Best Western location located in a suburb of Philadelphia, and I could get comments and ratings by customers that had stayed there. So there's, you know, places can't be lazy about this stuff anymore. So now Best Western is equipping its housekeeping crews with equipment. Again, we go back to the CSI reference with equipment that what?
Would most likely be seen on a forensic investigation TV series, which is CSI. CSI is about forensic investigation. Forensic, obviously we see in our vocabulary focus, using the methods of science to provide information about a crime. So maybe when you see the cleaners cleaning the room, it looks like a scene from CSI.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't see a chalk outline of a body on the floor.
That would be good.
Or the guy coming in with the sunglasses, right? And I think we've found our suspect.
Right.
All right. Black lights, then, we see, is another tool.
Right. So that's the wand that we're seeing there on page 16. It is an ultraviolet light wand that's not just recognizing dirt or bacteria on a bed or on a sofa, it's actually killing it. So she is zapping it, this biological matter, which I admit, Bill, is a little gross to think that there is biological matter in these beds that we're sleeping on in a Best Western, but it's nice to know that they hopefully won't be there when I get there.
Well, you know, it's going to be everywhere. You know, our skin cells come off. Well, they're everything we touch. So we're going to leave some trace of us. So certainly in the past, these hotels never paid attention to anything like this. And so now they want to check it out, and they're trying to zap it with this ultraviolet light, these wands that they zap that. So I think that might be one of the wands she's using up there at the top of page 16, right?
I think so. It looks like it, yeah.
Now, this is different than bed bugs. My listeners might have read about bed bugs that hotels sometimes get infested with. Those can't be killed by these ultraviolet lights. Those require very large kind of chemical treatments of hotels.
Yeah, and that would be professional as far as they'd have to call professionals in to rid the hotel of bed bugs. So, but this is something that they can do, the housekeeping staff can do on a daily basis, just wave this wand over things. And there are certain areas in hotels, in hotel rooms, that are best to do this. So, and in fact, we talk about one of the places where some of this biological matter gathers.
Right, Bill, just as you were saying about skin cells coming off, for possibly the dirtiest object in the room, the TV remote control. You know, we touch that with our fingers all the time, and if it doesn't have any kind of cover on it, you know, the next person's going to come in and use their fingers on it. You know, you may have just eaten dinner with your fingers, things like that. So that is why it's possibly the dirtiest part.
Did you know that? Did you think of that? The TV remote?
No.
Did you think of that?
No, I had not ever.
I mean, nobody
would
ever think of that.
No,
right?
You pick it up and you assume you're the first person to touch it.
Taken for granted.
And it's funny because it's like the worst thing, you know, in the room. And that is probably, not only is it the worst thing, but it's the first thing a lot of people will grab, right?
Yes.
As soon as they walk in a room, just turn on the TV.
Yeah, what's on the TV? Yeah.
Unless you're traveling, Bill, with my wife. My wife goes into the hotel room before any of us walk in, my two kids, and she will clean the light switches and the tables, and she cleans the remote control very well. Mm-hmm. So she, I will admit, knew that this was a dirty spot, but I was not aware of that.
Mm. Well, you know, you make a good point. Listeners, think about where do you touch?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you touch most often? Light switches and things, maybe the nozzles in the bathroom, doorknobs, and then also we see here the TV remote. And I've been in hotels, I think we've all been, where there has been plastic around the remote control. However, I don't know if that did any good because they never changed the plastic.
That's right.
So they're just moving the biological matter to a different surface. The disposable wraps, actually, what they're going to do is the housekeepers are going to throw it out every day and put a new one on.
That's a good word, disposable, yeah. Which means to use for a short time and then throw it away.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fascinating to learn about that, the dirtiest object in your room. Well, let's learn about some other places that are dirty, but also we'll find out as far as more about what Best Western is doing in our next reading.
Cleanliness tops the list. Best Western says it's taking the steps partly because research from Booz and Company shows that travelers desire a hotel's cleanliness over customer service, style, and design. But it's also reacting to the times, in which hotels and supermarkets place hand sanitizer in visible places for germ-obsessed customers. People also have become more skeptical about cleanliness because of headlines about E. coli, norovirus, and bird flu, says Ron Pohl, a Best Western vice president. It used to be that you walked into a guest room and saw a stain on the carpet. You'd think the room's dirty. Today, guests don't see any stains, but they still question how clean the room is. Best Western plans to have its new cleaning techniques in all its 2,200 hotels in North America by year's end. Today, about half the hotels, including properties in Tempe, Arizona, and Boston, have adopted it.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Amanda Youngpeer and Josh Mooney. We're on our second reading for today, January 7th, on page 16, the right column. And this section begins by saying, cleanliness tops the list.
That's right. We see that Best Western says it's taking the steps partly because research from this company shows travelers desire hotel cleanliness. Now, I just think about taking the steps. It means that they're improving the conditions in this case because of research they've had from this company.
And that company is?
Booz & Company, yes. Mm-hmm. An American consulting company that did a research project. So they surveyed travelers, perhaps via email or on their website, and asked them what's most important in your choice of hotel. And it sounded like their choices were customer service or style, whether the decor or the decorations of a hotel, or its design. How is it laid out? And it wasn't any of those things, Bill. It was cleanliness.
Did that surprise you, Amanda?
It did. It surprised me a lot. Maybe because I'm a person about style and design.
When I
thought about cleanliness, I think I just took it for granted that cleanliness would be, you know, a top priority for hotels. So to see customers also say, you know, we want to see this improve, that was interesting.
Now, I think, you know, this is a great example, Best Western. Best Western is really middle of the road. Mm-hmm. When you look at hotels, they might be middle of the road. They're not looking to blow you away with style and design. They're not going to blow you away with a fabulous restaurant in the hotel or a beachfront location, although they have some on the beach. But that is not – that's not their shtick. That's not their routine. Right, Josh?
Right. Now, they're delivering you a good, comfortable room at a middle-of-the-road price, like you said, in a location that's probably near where you want to be. They're not out in, you know, remote locations. They're right there next to the convention center or next to the tourist spot. There's one right in Anaheim across the street from Disneyland, and you get a room for a very fair price. So you wouldn't go there expecting anything luxurious, but I don't think you would expect the room to be that clean.
Yeah. All right. So it's a functional place in many ways. So cleanliness, we're finding out, is important to travelers. And then we see also that's important to travelers, but it's also, and when we say it's also, we say Best Western is also
reacting to the times. Yes. The entire culture in America is focusing more on cleanliness. You are seeing places offer up hand wipes or hand sanitizers before you go in, say, a grocery store and pull out the cart that someone else has just been using, and they offer you wipes to clean the cart before you go through the shopping mall, or hand sanitizer next to the movie theaters, concession stands, and things like that. So the whole country is focusing more on germs and how to avoid them.
Yeah, they're putting these hand sanitizers in visible places for who?
Germ-obsessed customers.
What do you mean by germ-obsessed customers?
That means that they are customers or people paying the money that are worried about germs and how they will affect them.
When you're obsessed, what does that mean?
Consumed.
Okay. Maybe if you're germ-obsessed, you almost could be like a little bit too much, right?
That's true. I think it can be unhealthy. You might be a germaphobe, someone who is just paralyzed with fear over picking up someone else's germs.
Okay. However, there's a reason people are somewhat germ-obsessed. We see in the next paragraph.
It says people also have become more skeptical about cleanliness because of what they read. In this case, the headlines, which talks about the most important stories in our newspapers and magazines. And the headlines are telling us about all sorts of viruses, in this case, E. coli and norovirus, that are making people sick.
Okay, and those are specialized terms, right, Amanda?
That's right. E. coli is a type of bacteria that lives in our intestines, both in humans and animals, and usually can cause quite severe illness. Also, norovirus is a group of viruses that can cause food poisoning. And we also have the bird flu. So I think, Josh mentioned, these are a lot of things that are in the news or have been in the news recently. And so that causes people maybe to have a little bit more fear about what is out there and try to avoid it.
Where have you seen reports of like E. coli and some of these other things? Where most have you seen these reports?
Yeah, mostly in food, in restaurants, in places, I think a hamburger place that is not here in Taiwan called Jack in the Box got in a lot of trouble for serving beef that was tainted with E. coli. So I don't think I've ever seen it where you just picked up E. coli, say, off a public faucet or something. Usually it's in food you eat.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of times it stems from a couple of different things. One, a lot of times the food might be undercooked, especially red meat or chicken is not cooked properly. And also a lot of it can be transferred either through feces or even rodents getting into the supplies way back at the warehouse. So this is something that might be – it's a long trail, but then it ends up in public places such as restaurants or hotels that we might frequent. Very dangerous though too.
That's right. There was a big scare this past year in Yosemite, which is a beautiful national park on the West Coast, where there was an airborne virus carried through rat feces that was contracted in some of the tents that you can stay at. So not hotels per se, just the very low-end tents that are fun to sleep at in these parks. Yeah. So there's lots of ways to catch kind of scary illnesses these days.
Yeah, not only causing severe illness, but actually several deaths. Some of these diseases. So it is something we need to be careful about. So, and we continue to hear from Ron Pohl, Best Western Vice President, in that next paragraph in line 12.
That's right. He says, in the past, it used to be that you walked into a guest room and maybe you saw a stain on the carpet. And of course, it's obvious, so you think that the room is dirty. But today, guests don't see any stains, yet they still question, how clean is this room that I'm staying in?
It's an awareness thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is an awareness thing. So, okay, right, everything's cleaner, the carpet's not dirty. However, because the society, because of the media, has become more germ-obsessed, we're now asking questions that we never asked before. Mm-hmm. And we continue to see further what Best Western plans.
That's right. They're having plans to spread these cleaning techniques to all of its hotels. It says they have 2,200 hotels in North America, and by year's end, all these new techniques will be implemented.
That's a lot of hotels.
That is.
Did you know they had that many?
I didn't. I mean, now that I think about it, I do think I see them more, but I haven't stayed in very many of them. I tend to stay in a little bit higher-end hotel, maybe under the false impression that Best Western wasn't as nice.
Yeah.
Maybe more of a Marriott or Hilton, the lower-end Hyatts I like. But I think I might consider Best Westerns now.
Yeah. Okay. So it is something they're putting these techniques in all of their hotels. So what they're doing is they're giving out instructions and guidelines, and then also they'll be sending out this equipment like these high-tech ultraviolet light wands to zap bacteria and biological matter. So they'll be sending them out to all of their hotels. And however, they do have some locations already on board.
All right, so we have Tempe, which is next Phoenix in Arizona, and also Boston. And we see that they have all adopted this cleanliness.
Okay. You know, it's interesting to me, as I read this article, how the whole process of hotel cleanliness has evolved. And I think the media, you know, there's good and bad with the media. The media can cause some hysteria over things. You know, there might be an E. coli case in Portland, Oregon, and then, you know, one or two people get it. And then because we have the electronic media and TV, then the whole country then gets this news, and then everybody starts getting nervous about the hamburgers that they're eating, even in Boston. This stuff happened in the past. We just weren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the good thing is when it comes to hotel cleanliness, in the past, a lot of the hotels, they will hire like a lot of immigrant workers and a lot of people at lower level wages. And it was a low priority, wasn't it, Josh, for decades? It was just kind of like, we have to do this. It was not anything that they focused on.
Right. And I don't think their customers complained. They weren't paying very much money for the room. They came in. They didn't see stains on the carpet, like we said. And they assumed the room was clean.
Mm. Yeah. So historically, cleaning a room has not been a priority for hotels. As long as they could get the stain out of the carpet, mop up the bathroom floor, you know, put some new clean towels in the bathroom, that was considered okay, right?
Right. I think also, you know, it's just an increase of knowing what's out there as well with science. You know, we know what's out there, so cleanliness has to come up to that standard as well.
Yeah. Okay. So it's great to hear all of this. And listeners, I'd be curious to hear if you have had any experiences like this. Let us know. Drop us a note on our Facebook page, or you can send us a comment at letters@studioclassroom.com on our webpage. Would love to hear about your experiences with hotels, good, bad, or ugly experiences. So come on back for day two tomorrow. Till then, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.